Welcome back to another episode here on Coach's Corner. I am Paul Ibarra, the founder of Identity of One Coaching, and I specialize in helping men and women like yourself break free from your past and identify your true identity, which will uncover your gifts and talents that are on purpose for your life of freedom. As you dive into this podcast, grab a pen and pad, your favorite flavored coffee, or whatever you may be into this very moment, and get ready for tips and nuggets to help set you free. If there is anything on any one of these episodes that has brought value to your life, do me a huge favor, my friend, and drop me a review down below here on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow me on Spotify and iHeartRadio, and we're also on Audible and Pandora and all of your favorite podcast apps. So with that being said, let's dive in. Well, all righty, and welcome back to another episode here on Coach's Corner. I am Paul Ibarra, your host, and I am so excited today, not only because I'm on this podcast, but I am here to serve you. So remember, you can reach me at setfreelife.net. Hit that coaching tab if you need a coach, or if you need prayer, we have the prayer request tab. We have all of those things, and you can reach me through my website for all my social media platforms. And today, I'm going to dive right into this conversation because we should have hit the record button about 10 minutes ago. When we first got on this Zoom, but I have got LaDondra Hervey. She is a faith-based coach and trainer to help women overcome where they're at. And so I am just so excited because we're going to dive into this conversation that is all about kingdom principles, and how to advance the kingdom with the people that God has sent us. And so LaDondra, do us a huge favor and introduce yourself. Let us know where you're coming in from, and let's dive into this conversation of kingdom and how do we overcome all of this chaos that's going on in this world.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm really excited about you, your ministry, and what you're doing. For me, like Coach Paul said, my name is LaDondra Hervey, and I am what I call a soul alignment business coach. And I help women entrepreneurs go from purpose into profit and beyond into legacy impact. And if I could, I'd like to just share just a little bit about how I came to that, because I grew up in a household that was surrounded about a lot of drug addiction, alcoholism, and prison recidivism. And I knew that as I was growing up, because my mom, she's the oldest of seven kids, and of the seven kids, they're all six of them, they had some kind of something that they were doing, except for one. Right. And with me being the oldest grandchild, those would be what I would call like my brunkles and my aunt, because we just were our really, really close knit family. And I used to see them go through like all of their struggles and just everything that was happening. And I used to think to myself, like, if they only knew who they were, like, what would they be doing differently with their lives? Because in my eyes, they were just intelligent. And when I say intelligent, I used to just be like, what would they do? And so I was like, okay, well, if they're not going to, my feisty self, if they're not going to do anything with it, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to glean everything that I can, and I'm going to break the generational cycle. So I knew that I wouldn't be working for someone else. I started like that, but I knew that that wasn't just my purpose. I just sensed it. I used to always say, I'm going to be my own boss. I thought that would come into the form of an attorney, because I wanted to get my Uncle Steve out of jail, because he was charged with for possession, but it was like this really long sentence that just, it was not fair. But anyway, So I was like, I'm going to get my Uncle Steve out of jail. Started working in the law field, and I'm like, we will not be doing law. But I just continued on with the journey. And as I was going through my journey and finding and discovering my gifts and discovering who God had created me to be as an entrepreneur, I found myself trying to conform to fit in rooms that just, because I felt like, you know, I'm the youngest, I'm the only African-American woman in this room. So I was like, well, maybe if I follow this model, this mold and all the things, I'll fit. Yeah, that wasn't working out. And I came to this point where I just started to feel really unfulfilled in my heart. And I'm like, and really disconnected. And it just was like this pool where I needed to sit down and get back to the feet of the Father to remember, like, why did I even start this? What was I even doing when I started everything that's going on? And when the Lord, I sat down for like a week and I doing a sabbatical, I was like, I am canceling everything on my calendar. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to show up. I'm going to the lake every day. And from that place, like, I was reminded of my own gifts. I was reminded of my lane and where I'm supposed to be shining. And I was reminded of my identity and what makes me who I am in Christ. And like, I was like, before I knew it, I was like, Lord, I want to be woke. And I'm like, what does that even mean? And so he was telling me, you're a woman operating a kingdom enterprise. So you're going to do things different from the world's way to versus my way. It's two different things. So you have to make a decision. And so from there, then that's where my ministry was born and where I'm at.
Wow. That is so encouraging, because it's almost like our backgrounds are exactly the same. Raised in the streets of San Jose, California, started gangbanging at an early age, started doing drugs, alcohol, but the whole family, it was this huge generational curse. And so there was no Christians in our family. We were literally raised Jehovah Witness. So it was total religion, good people, but just total religion, right? And so it took me until I was about 33 years old when I found God. And my thing was, okay, so I'm giving my heart to Christ, but how do I deal with the stuff? Like, it's easy for me to just say, okay, let me give my heart to this invisible God, but what do I do here on earth? And that's where God began to take me through this process of understanding principle, purpose, gifts, all of those things that the world and family, you know, family doesn't even know it sometimes, but they'll put limits on you. And so it's like, how do I function in a world when I don't really even know my purpose? And so that's what I love about what you do with your website is, you know, with your coaching, your teaching, your training, all of that, you are empowering women. And especially right now, because I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day, that right now women are in a place where they have to step in as the man. And so that's a hard place, because they have to, they have to become that man, that masculinity, when that's not what they were created for. And so there's this curse that's on our women. Doesn't matter race, gender, color, doesn't matter. It's that hardening that's on our women's lives that is changing this whole atmosphere. But when you got to step in the ring, you got to step in the ring. And so I love what you're doing. So let's dive into the conversation about how you came about to really, truly find that passion to say, you know what, I'm going to go and help these women. I'm going to change the atmosphere. I'm going to change the trajectory in these women's minds and get them to a place where I know that my gift and calling is to do so. Let's dive into that conversation.
Absolutely. I'd love to. So at first, as I mentioned, I had no idea like where I was going with things. And so I was still in college at the time when I was getting ready to launch my business, and I was in college going for social work. And I always knew that when I started that I wouldn't be the traditional social worker. It was something about the human, learning about the human behavior and what makes people more productive and click so that they can really step into who they were created to be. But I never knew how that was going to take form. And I remember going to the altar. I sure did. I went to the altar and I was in this place of just confusion. And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know people are up here praying about like other hard things, but I'm like, right, I need to know what direction I'm supposed to be taking things from here, because I'm like at a crossroad. And I went and I asked my pastor for prayer, and he prayed over me. And then he said, had you heard of this book, 48 Days to the Work You Love? And he was like, I recommend for you to read the book. So me being an avid student, I took his word, I read the book. And as I was reading that book, I started to see different aspects about what the author was talking about. And it opened up my eyes to the coaching world. And I remember writing in the column, I want to do that. Now, I didn't know anything. I'm just like, oh, this feels really good. Like, that's where, like, this is not in the occupational handbook, but this is the lane where I belong. And so I continued on, went to college, did all the things, and I graduated. And right as I got at the brink of graduating, I felt just inclined to look that particular author up, and I found an event that he was doing. And so I signed myself up. I asked my husband, I was like, hey, can I sign up for this event? It's in Tennessee. We're in Texas. And he's like, he called me mama. He's like, mama, I don't know. You don't even know nothing about this author. And I'm like, yes, I do. And so we came into an agreement, and we went. And I signed him up too. He didn't know he was going to class too. So I signed him up because I feel like we're supposed to do life together. And so we went, and oh my gosh, like, it opened up everything that I needed, that I felt like I was missing and I didn't have the answer for. And so that was the piece there. And so I started in the coaching realm of things. And as I started in the coaching realm of things, that's when I started to see a lot of secular things going on, especially with the women. It was a lot of all this mantra stuff and witchy stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? And I'm like, this is not the way that things are supposed to be going. And I just, like, I felt this unrest, like, this is not of God and you need to do something about it. Well, I'm like, well, Lord, am I equipped to do something about this? Because I haven't been to theology school. Like, I haven't done all these things. And it was just like this thing, like, kind of that Moses moment. Are you going to do what you want to do? Or are you going to do what I'm telling you to do? Because if I'm telling you to do it, then you're already qualified to do it. So just walk, just go, and I will give you the words. And so I started on that journey. And as I started on the journey, then the first thing that because I first helped my husband with his business. And as I was helping him with his business, then it started to be attracted to other business owners who needed that assistance. And with the, especially, I found it with the combination of both, but especially with the women, there was some identity issues, like trying to be all these things and diminishing their gifts and diminishing their value and who am I and like all this stuff. And I just, again, that moment in my heart came up that, like, with my family, like, if they only knew who they were, like, who would they be? How would they, like, what would they be doing in the marketplace? If I can find a way to get them to see this and put legs on this dream and on this value that they have. And so that's where I just started to help them with different principles and different coaching techniques to going from that purpose into the profit and then beyond into the legacy impact.
That's so awesome. It's just amazing. Cause when I see the passion, like if they only knew, like I could literally see God saying, if they only knew who they were, if they could just understand who they were, that they've already been packaged in a product and I've already put my stamp of approval on it. And all they've got to do is function in it. And I made so-and-so to be this water bottle, but they keep acting like they're a coaster. You know what I'm saying? And this is where it's imperative. And it's so important to do what you do because it's helping people uncover those gifts. And when you uncover those gifts, now you understand the assignment. Once you understand the assignment, then all of that chatter that you had, like, Lord, I'm not this, I'm not that, I haven't gone to this and that. And God saying, that's not how I function. I've called you from way before birth, Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So I already packaged you. All I had to do was just drop you in what they call existence. And now you flow in that. And I'm in the same realm, ordained, worked for a church. People have asked me, well, what kind of seminary did you go to? I'm like, I didn't go to one. Well, how did you get ordained? I said, pastor said, hey, you want to get ordained? And I said, yes. And so I started ministry. And then from there, I transitioned out and started my own ministry. And so people don't understand sometimes that your identity isn't based off of seminary. Your identity isn't based off of certificates, isn't based off of diplomas, which those are good. I have my diploma, I have stuff, right? But that doesn't define me in the kingdom. And so that's where my passion is. And I just saw your passion come upon you. Like, man, I just want people to get it. So do you have any any success stories of women that you've helped to establish them to get on that right path, especially in these times right now. These times right now are so tense. It's so crazy that people will not, I'm not going to go on this tangent, but people would rather just look at what social media is saying versus established truth. You follow what I'm saying? So is there any success? Have you seen that blossom? Because that's what I look forward to in every one of my clients, is to see that flower finally blossom and understand, oh, I'm a flower. I'm a dandelion. I'm a rose bush. Like, who am I? And then they function in that. What is like, what is your, I would say like your icon of your ministry slash business slash coaching that has got you to a place where you're like, okay, this is exactly why I've been called to do this. Do you have any stories like that?
I have a lot.
Yeah. Well, come on. Yes.
I would say, let's go with, I won't say her name because I got her permission for that, but
absolutely.
I'm gonna call her Sally. And I hope I can stick with Sally. Lord, please help me. But for Sally, when I first met her, she was in some business. She was in an administrative business and I had never met her. She was introduced to me through a friend. And when she came into my course, I was doing a course called Powerful Beyond Belief. And she came into my course and for whatever reason, the Lord came in, because I have the gift of prophecy, and I just started telling her stuff. And she started to weep. And I was like, I just feel like, because it was just this bold presence that came on me. And I'm just like, I feel like you're in the wrong lane and you're doing something to fit in and look good, to please people. And I was like, I feel like that you're supposed to be doing something with the creative arts and expression. And there's like a whole ministry attached to this, but you're doing something, what you're doing right now, it's like a hiding behavior. And you're staying in this business and you're unfulfilled. And so she just started weeping and she was just like, how did you know that? You're so right. And I'm like, I didn't know that. The Lord told me. But she said, that is so right. I feel like that the people in, like, I've been abused a lot by other people's words, that I felt like that was what I was supposed to do. And that was the only thing that I could do that would be acceptable. And I wouldn't get rejected again. I wouldn't get hurt again. And all these things. And so we started from there. And she said, she also was like, she was saying that she had a lot of church hurt. And there was from her pastors and some of the members and with all the stuff, like, who do you think you are? And just everything. And so she was really, it was like, almost like, I don't know the words to describe it, but like, she was just kind of like this, just really locked up. She was really locked up, imprisoned. She was in prison and she felt like that was the only place that she could be. And so we started to do some soul work, and that's, you know, like some soul work to heal and get past all of that, because I feel like you can't really see on the other side until you really heal on the inside. And so we started to do some soul work to release some of that past hurt and all of that. And then from there, we started to talk about, well, what would that vision look like if you released everybody and everything, other people's expectations and what people said and shoulded on you and all of that, what you should and shouldn't do, what would that look like? And she painted this beautiful vision of her and helping people in the music production, writing their books, helping youth to heal themselves as well through the creative arts, and where they have an avenue of expression where they never had that before. And so she started to put the legs on the business, and before we knew it, she started to get like some corporate contracts and that were being attracted to her. Like, it was almost like, it was like a divine thing, because she never reached out for it. Somebody referred her over. So once she got her website position and everything, they made a referral and a recommendation for her. And it opened up a door for her to get a corporate contract where she was able to minister in that school. And it was a school and it was a nonprofit. So she had a school and she had a nonprofit. And from there, I mean, totally different person. It was like she went from, like I'm explaining, like just locked up. So that bud with the example tool that you just used. She was just that bud, and it was really tight in the clothes to just like, I don't know. She just came alive, and it was a whole different person operating in her passion and in her purpose. And it was as if these things just started to happen. So many times we start to put our faith and trust in people and wanting people to give us the answers. But a lot of times we need to pause and stop and get to the spot where I call it get to the spot, get to the feet of the Father so that we can heal. We can get back to a place of reckoning who we are and whose we are. And then we get past all that hurt, whether it's church hurt, family hurt, other, whatever that is, so that our eyes can begin to open again and we can see who God has created us to be and how that's supposed to look. And we can do it unapologetically. We can allow our light to shine so bright so man can see our good deeds and the Father can get all the glory and that passion can come back. So that was, I almost said her name. See, I'm going to stop right there. Yes. That was one of my favorite stories is her. She went from not knowing to knowing and just making an influence and impact in those children's lives in ways is just phenomenal.
That is amazing. That is just, it just touches my heart, because one of the things that I'm grabbing from what you just said is you are freeing people from religion to kingdom, from religion to relationship, to understand the church hurts, the family hurts, the abuse, the emotional abuse. That's worse than anything in the world. I would rather, as I was young, I would rather my stepfather beat me than to tear me down with words. Yeah. And that is one of those things that is destroying people right now, not only women, but people are holding this stuff. And you got passive aggressive. You have all these different personality traits that are going on, but the character's not being built because we're told to live, act, and breathe a certain way. And what you're doing is you're freeing them by saying, listen, you've got a gift. Go and take that gift. The thing that the enemy shut you down with is exactly what God has called you in your purpose. And so to be able to free that, because I am a creative, I love to create video and graphics and colors and all of those things. But when I was younger, I was told that ain't gonna do nothing for you. And so when I got older, it just exploded. Like, man, I can take something and just create. People are like, how do you do all this stuff? I said, because that's who I am. And I'm a coach. But at the same time, one of my gifts is creativity. I love to create, take something that's just something small and create something out of it. And so that's what I see that you're doing is you were drawing out. And that's the important part about being a kingdom-minded coach, because we have no problem drawing the gift out. We're not there to control. You're not there to control. You're there to aid and guide, to say, all right, here's where we're going. Here's what we're doing. But I really feel that this is where you need to be. And when that happens, it's like putting that fish back in water, allowing them to swim, allowing them to know the truth about themselves, and the truth that you know will set you free. And so this is where I want to get your thoughts and your take. Because I've had these conversations with people when I say, listen, Set Free, which is my ministry. We set the captives free. We help set them free, set that gift free. And I've heard I've had these conversations. Well, Jesus has already set us free. I said, yes, I understand that. Yes, I'm not Jesus. However, there are mental, spiritual, physical, these things that are attached, the generational curse, the mindset, all of that, that you're still holding on to because that has become your lifestyle. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So explain in a few words, a few minutes, whatever, just the whole thing of helping set these people free in a way for people to understand that what you do, what we do as coaches, isn't trying to replace God. We're just, I guess, trying to fulfill and enhance what's already inside of them to draw that out. What are your thoughts in that whole dialogue as far as setting people free?
I love that you just broke that down from that perspective, because yes, we can be free in Christ, and that setting us free, it's preparation for us to go to heaven. However, there's another level to that. And that other level is, you know, the Lord told us, I believe it's in 1 Peter 4:10, he said that he gave us gifts to use. And and those gifts, he told us to use those freely in service to one another. And so many times the part of our ministry is, it's not just so many times, part of our ministry is to serve one another and to set one another free according to the divine gifts that God has placed on our lives and in us and all of that. And so that's where the enemy attacks the most, because he's like, well, if I can get her inoperable, or if I can get him inoperable, then now I'm tearing down a whole generation of people, because I can see that gift on her life, or that I can see that gift on his life. And I know that they've been called to set somebody, regardless if it's in the creative arts, whatever your ministry is, you have something within you that is to break some chains off of somebody else, or to set somebody else free. So although you're sanctified and for heaven's sake, we're progressive sanctification. And so we progress from glory to glory. And when I say that, I'm saying that you're not going to come out of the gate with this perfect. You're not going to come out the gate with this perfect. And so you're going to have some things that's on your heart. You're going to have a residue that's left from you saying, yes, Lord, I'm going to walk with you. There's going to be this residue of the church hurt. There's going to be this residue of the words that your parents spoke to you. There's going to be this residue of whatever has happened to you. And that residue can cause a clog. Like I want to say it like a clogged artery. It can cause a clog in your heart, and it can stop you it from pumping. And when you'll start to experience a part of death in your life, where you're not producing at the level that you know you've been called to produce at, and you're wondering why you're suffocating with depression, or you're suffocating with anxiety, or you're suffocating with whatever else that's going on, or you're self-medicating, say, to get high or whatever, to try to fulfill that void. So you got to stop, and you got to get back to the spot where you get to the spot where you heal. You have that encounter with Christ so that he can wash you clean day by day. It's a daily process so that you can get rid of everything that's holding you and clogging that artery, and you can breathe again fully, not half capacity. You can fully breathe and operate and be who God has called you to be.
Whew, that's so good. So, so good. I love the way that you broke that down. And I love the word that you use, residue. I've been using that word for like 10 years. It's just the Lord just dropped it in me. And I would tell people, listen, all of this stuff, now that you've come to the altar, you've been set free from this curse. The curse is broken. However, there's residue that's left behind. You still have to work on the mindset. And this is where I believe when Jesus talked to the woman that was caught in the act, he said, "Where are your accusers?" She said, "Nowhere to be found." He set her free from that chain. But what did he say? "However, go and sin no more." What does that mean? Change your mindset. Change the lifestyle, change it, and understand that you are in kingdom standing now. You are a daughter of the Most High King. So it's time for you to act like it, but now start walking out those principles. And so this is where I'm just like jumping for joy, because we are speaking the same language, because it is a time, especially right now, God is calling a remnant. He is calling a remnant that is ready to do ministry in a way that has never been seen before. Because let's face it, we're a virtual ministry now, all right? There is no normal. Even what we were living before wasn't normal. This was all just part of this timeline. And now we're in a place where discipleship is online. All of these things are online. And again, I love the local church. However, I believe that people like you and I, and along with thousands others that are providing a service that the church does not provide, because they can't. They can't function because there's too many church hurts. There's too much control. Discipleship, leading, pulling gifts out, all of these different things are in a different realm. And that's where I believe God is using people like you and I, especially with the women, helping them understand you have a gift. What happened to you doesn't create your identity, and you are more than where you are right now. And so any final thoughts before we close this out? Because this has been just so good. I would love to have you back next year. I am going to relaunch in January, a whole new brand. And so this conversation right here has just totally rocked my world. So any final thoughts?
Well, first of all, this has me jumping for joy as well. And I thank God for divine connections, because this is a timely and relevant conversation. I just wanted to kind of back up on one thing that you said as we talk about coaches, is that, you know, I feel like that a coach is not, when you said that, it's not about just teaching and just projecting things on you. It's about drawing out, like you said, but there's another level to it that I feel is that we're facilitating an encounter with that between that individual and Christ, helping them to encounter themselves and Christ. Because if you don't know the maker, then you can't figure out what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be going, all the things. And if you don't know who you are, then you can't operate in that lane that you've been graced to operate in. And so what I would like to encourage our audience is to, like the word tells us, to be not conformed to the patterns and the ways of this world. It's not always easy, and it's not the popular thing. It's not the popular thing to walk that narrow path and to do things differently. As believers, we're going to do things differently. And as believers who have a relationship, we're going to do things with Christ. We're not about religion. It's about a relationship. And having that relationship is being willing to be vulnerable, to be naked, and to be free. And so I would encourage you to give yourself permission to be vulnerable, to be naked, and to be free, and to get to that place where you can experience the greatest healing from the Father, so that you can go and be and do all that He has created you to be. That would be my final words of encouragement for you. It is in you.
That is so good. So good. I am just so blessed to have you here on the show today. So LaDondra, do us a huge favor. Let us know where we can find you, your social media platforms, your website, all of that stuff. How can we connect with you? If any one of our listeners need you as a coach or a trainer, or just to connect, how do we connect with you?
On Instagram, I can be found at LaDondra Hervey. And on Facebook, it's at the LaDondra Hervey, because Facebook wouldn't allow me to be great with just my name. And my website is LaDondraHervey.com. And there you can find a free gift of a 50-day devotional that, if you're in a place where you're stuck in your life, business, or whatever the case is, those devotionals can help you, even in your marriage, help and walk you through some daily prayers and scriptures to continue your journey.
Awesome. And all of those links will be down below here on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio, and all your favorite podcast platforms. And it's also on Audible as well. So, man, this has just been so awesome. LaDondra, thank you so much. And I want to ask you if you would do us the honor and pray us out so that we can have this podcast covered.
Absolutely. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for just being here and being present in this moment, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for the words that have been spoken on this, in this podcast, Lord God, as we are helping to set the captives free, Lord God. Lord, I pray that this word has fallen on good ground of the hearts of the listeners, Lord God, where it will return a harvest of 100-fold. Lord God, I ask that those who have been encountering, Lord God, those places where they're in the deep, Lord God, they're in those dark places and they can't find a way out, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you show them that you are the way, that you are the life, you are everything that they need, Lord God. And so, Lord, I just ask, Lord God, that you walk with them continually, Lord God, and you allow them to see that more is available to them than what they've been through, than what they've been told, and whatever else is the case, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that you would just, again, just continue continually walk with them, to carry them. And as they come to a reckoning of who they are and whose they are, Lord God, I thank you for this ministry that Coach Paul is doing, Lord God, as he is setting people free, Lord God, to be more of who you have created them to be, Lord God. I just pray a blessing of prosperity. I pray a blessing of impact and influence, Lord God, as he take this ministry across the nations, Lord God, and help to heal men, Lord God, and help to, and whoever else is attracted to his ministry, Lord. I thank you for all these things in your holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, LaDondra. Remember, guys, you can find me at setfreelife.net. You can email me at recoverycoach@setfreelife.net, and we will catch you on our next episode. And like I said, hopefully we can get LaDondra back next year so we can break down some more kingdom principles for the women and for the men as well. So God bless y'all. Thank you so much for your time. Share this out, hit that subscribe button, and we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.